The only fascinating part about the Oscars, and there's been a backlash whether like nobody cares anymore, it's boring, is the aftermath. When you hear about the things that happened afterwards, that's where the real interesting things happen.
Okay, so what are you talking about specifically?
They posted a picture of the auditorium where the event was hosted.
Yeah.
Afterwards, when it was empty, lights up, it looked like they trashed the place. There was garbage everywhere. Every seat had boxes and drinks and things strewn like all over the place. And you think to yourself, these are wealthy celebrities.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Why would you not take your garbage out?
And you're on camera too, right? Like, so, I mean,
so weird.
When I'm at the movie theater, I'm always the person that picks up my trash. There's always the trash barrel at the end of the theater right there. You just dump your trash in there when you walk out the door.
The only thing I could think that would possibly give them a reason to do that is if they're instructed to do that so that when they walk out, you know, and they're being photographed, they're not being photographed with junk. But like, what? How can that be possible?
Put the 55-gallon barrel before that turn where the photographers are going to be, right? Wouldn't that make sense?
Did you see the picture?
I did see a picture.
Okay.
And it is pretty gross.
Okay.
It's a little bit jarring. Again, when you go to a movie theater, you wouldn't handle yourself like that. Here's the other reasons that I would think it'd be okay. If you are called up because you won, and then after that, they take you side stage, and now they've given you some other job. Right? Like if you're up for some other award or they're like, all right, just hold here. You're going to have to walk out next to Barbra Streisand or somebody in a minute. You know, that would be acceptable, but it's gross.
So do you think, you know, it's funny because I grew up in an era where the anti-littering movement really took off.
Yeah.
Like you didn't throw things out the window anymore. You would be chastised for doing things like that. It is so commonplace now that we know not to litter that you don't even hear about those campaigns.
There's nothing grosser when I get on a highway and I see somebody's dumped their fast food bag out the window at that time, right?
Yeah. So I'm just thinking, where is it okay to leave your trash behind?
Nowhere.
Is there anywhere that's okay?
Space.
Oh.
Space is a place where we just leave trash all over the place, right? It's up there floating around. It's an old satellite or, you know, it's a rocket that we needed to get up there or whatever. We just launch that stuff off into space and leave it there. The moon. There's some trash on the moon. There's Mars. There's some trash on Mars. There's even some trash on Venus.
I don't know if I can sign off on that. I don't think we should be just trashing outer space because we don't know where it goes.
I mean, I don't know where it's more appropriate for it to go here. Banana peel out the window. Okay. Apple core.
Concerts and baseball games, is that the same thing where you should throw it away? Because you know once like you leave a baseball field, there's a lot of Cracker Jacks. People leave things on the floor. There's melted ice cream, all kinds of stuff.
I still feel like a pig if I leave it there by my feet. Somebody's going to step on it.
I went on a flight recently and I sat in the back because, you know, I like the cheapest possible seat possible.
I know it's something so weird about you.
But as I was walking out and the flight attendant, you know, we know when the cleaning crew comes in.
Yes.
I started looking in the seats. The amount of garbage, they must walk up and down that aisle 1,700 times to tell you to please throw away your trash with the bag, with their plastic gloves. The amount of garbage that people still leave on the floor in the back of seats is really, it's alarming.
Yeah, no, I need that whole area clean. And I do the wipes. I can't handle it. I just can't have your grossness around me.
A bar. You're at a bar, you leave your, you leave your napkin, you leave your...
Well, that's a napkin. It's the bartender's job to clean that up. There's no trash barrel right next to me. Hopefully. So, not at the bar I'm sitting at.
According to you, the only places it's okay to acceptable to leave trash behind is at a bar and space.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, basically. Mm-hmm.
Just when you thought this story was finally over. Nope.
Everybody assumed I was horrified because it meant somehow I got busted having an affair. Like, that is not what was happening.
If it wasn't what happening, what was happening?
Who is that?
Trending is powered by 5-Hour Energy. Has another delicious flavor, Fruity Rainbow. Sweet, fun, and full of energy. Buy Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots online at Amazon or use my code Anna at 5hourenergy.com. Raven, that is Kristen Cabot. She's the HR exec that was caught canoodling her boss at the Coldplay concert on the Kiss Cam.
Come on. This is over. If anybody is talking about this at this point, it's her.
Well, here's what you do.
Honestly, like, who cares?
It's time for her to tell her story and to make money. And that's why she went on an interview with Oprah.
Yeah.
Now, you may remember.
Oprah, of all people, still waited to talk to this woman? It's like a year later.
Listen, if anybody's going to make me feel bad about myself right now, it's Oprah Winfrey, and she did it. She did it.
What
happened? Interview. So remember, Coldplay is performing, and there is the Kiss Cam, and on the Kiss Cam, there's a couple that's canoodling, and he says...
Either they're having an affair, or they're just very shy.
Either they're having an affair.
They turned away as soon as they popped up on the kiss cam, and obviously they were like running from the view.
Right. Well, turns out it was both and neither at the same time.
But that was the first time you all had physically touched.
Correct.
What made you do it then?
I had a really big crush on him, Oprah.
Yeah.
And so did he. I had been going through a really tough time. I was coming out of a separation, and it felt really good to get attention and affection from an awesome man.
What, so I now, mean, honestly, why is this an interview that's happening right now?
Because
and why
we gotta
do we
know
care?
What happened. Because we have to know what happened, Raven. We're learning what actually happened behind the scenes.
Raise my hand and state that I did not need to know what happened at this point. I feel like I got all this, but thank you. Okay.
She brings up a point in a little bit that made me sad, and we're gonna get to that. And made it why
was it the other dude was married?
No,
because that should make somebody sad.
So if you listen to the whole interview, she was separated, right? Her husband they were
yeah
fine.
Yeah whatever
fine.
Whatever with her. I don't care her
and
situation
and he too and it hit the boss too.
I mean, I never heard the boss's
boss
wife say
was
that.
Also separated.
Okay.
So this is the first time that they're out in public.
Uh-huh.
I was walking into the concert and my daughter messaged me and said, "Oh, it's so great that you and Andrew are both at Coldplay." So she let me know that my estranged husband was also at the concert.
So now she finds out her estranged husband, who she has a good relationship with, it's an amicable divorce, is actually there in the audience too, okay?
So you're swaying to the song, and then you suddenly see yourself on the Jumbotron. You turned around.
Mm-hmm.
He ducked.
That was a moment of total horror.
Right.
Is really the best way I can describe it. My immediate thought was, oh my God, my husband's in the building.
Right, because like even though everything is okay, it's still your husband. It's still your husband going to see you and be mortified in front of all these people, right?
I want to support you. I just don't understand where we're going and why.
The reason why...
Just please get to the point where she affected you.
Did he get the same kind of vitriol, Andy Byron, your boss? Were people coming up to him?
No, not at all.
Attacking him, attacking his children?
No. I'm heartbroken at how women are treating other women.
90% of the hate that she got, the death threats, the paparazzi, all the things that were happening on her text message and the phone were from other women.
Okay, I don't owe her anything at this point. I don't understand why these interviews are still airing. I really don't. When did this happen? A year ago?
Well, because she's finally speaking out
Who
about
cares?
It. Because we destroyed this woman's life.
No, I didn't have any responsibility in that. She went to the concert. If anything, she could sue Chris Martin. I'm not worried about it. Oprah, what are you doing? Where's Oprah's publicist on this?
Because Oprah knows that women want to know what happened.
Do they?
I did. I wanted to know.
Okay. Well, now you know.
Now I know.
Thanks.
Women, be nice to each other. Text madness. While NCAA begins today, while they look to crown the best college basketball team in the nation, here, it's a different quest, Raven. To find what is the most annoying thing that people do on your text chains.
Yeah. I mean, it's bracket time. That's the main thing, right? That's the exciting part of this. Whether you're a big basketball fan or not, whether you have a striking knowledge of it, you know every single team, what their placement is, and you want to argue seeds, or you're just going to hit random on there.
Mm-hmm.
It's an exciting time where, you know, you kind of bet against those that are in your office pool or those that are in your friendship pool or whatever it may be.
So we want you to call right now or text 1-800-330-9999. What do you think belongs on this bracket, this final four, of what is the most annoying things that happen on your text chains? Because let's be honest,
there's
a lot of them. I'm looking at our social media at Anna and Raven.
Mm.
Brian wrote one that drives me nuts.
What's up?
Send a voice memo. That has become so popular.
I don't do it.
I don't do it often either, because I feel like a voice memo is a, like, just call and leave a message.
Right.
Right?
Right.
But I have text chains with friends where they will leave 4-minute messages being like, oh, I don't have time to text all of this and what's going on.
I mean, just hit the talk to text thing then. That's easier for me at this point. Like,
there's so many errors.
I don't know what's going to be on the voice memo. Like, half the time my phone starts doing it automatically and then I look down and I'm like, oh! I feel like they're going to, you know, set out the wrong thing. They're going to send my audio saying something crazy to somebody.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes I run my mouth.
I can't tell if I love that feature or hate it, but I'm leaning towards hating it. Like, I might be with Brian on that.
Yeah.
Because you feel responsible that you have to listen to it. And all of a sudden you're like, I don't have 3 minutes right now to listen to this message from my friend talk about what happened to her dog this morning.
Most annoying things in my text line right now is the fake robocalls that you get as text messages now. Oh, you're Raven, your solar quote or whatever is ready.
Yeah.
Or, hey, we're ready for your new windows. They'll be delivered tomorrow. And you're like, wait a minute, what?
Yes. 1-800-330-9999. Steve, what's the most annoying thing happening on text chain right now?
People don't want to borrow money when they have an emergency and they don't know how to budget their own money. And they only text me when they want money. It annoys the crap out of me.
People that only text when they need something.
It doesn't even just have to be money. It could be anything.
Yeah.
I always get a text message. It's like, hey, how are you? And it's like, I haven't talked to you in 3 months, done anything, hung out with me. And all of a sudden you say, hey, how are you? I know what's next.
Yeah.
There's a concert you want to go to, somebody that you need me to connect you to. Just come out and ask it.
Yeah.
Why do we have to play this little game?
If you scroll back in the text and the last time they talked to you was the last time they needed something else,
yep,
then that tells you something.
Mary, how about you? Text madness. We're putting together the brackets. What's the most annoying text thing you've gotten?
So this is an extension of my irritation on dating apps, but I really particularly hate it when you exchange numbers with someone and they continue to just text you and they don't ask you out. It's like, I don't want to be a pen pal. I don't want to tell you my favorite color right now. I want us to go out into the real world and talk to each other with our faces. Let's not do this. It's not fun for anybody.
Don't give me the half effort follow up.
It's,
we're either doing this or we ain't.
I don't understand. So I've been out of the game a long time, so forgive me. But when I
was texting even a thing when you were in the game?
No, it was the start of it.
Right. It was like you had to press A 3 times.
Kinda. I know that this is very, very common. Go back and forth on the apps and you talk for a while. There should be a rule. If we text like for 3 days and it's good, we need to meet face to face or don't text me again.
Fair enough.
I'm looking again at social media. Randy wrote, when people just reply with K, the letter K.
Mm.
I mean, I feel like that's fine.
I do
an
that.
Acknowledgement.
That's an acknowledgement,
yes.
Right. I think we're supposed to just like thumbs up, but you don't thumbs up the emoji anymore. You do it on the text.
Yeah. All right. 1-800-330-9999. Help us fill these brackets. Most annoying things on text. Text madness. NCAA begins today or tomorrow. It depends if you count these first 4 games as part of the series, but whatever. What it comes down to is...
they're important.
They're important games. Okay.
The understanding of Anna's level of the sports tournament is not important. Right. We're doing a bracket. It's about texting. What are the worst things that happen in texting? There we go. We got it.
Yeah. Look at all the... when you look at your text chain, there's a lot of annoying things that go down. And sometimes you just want to vent and be like, why you do that? Why do you do that?
Sure.
So we're trying to make the most annoying, the final 4 most annoying things so we could vote and people know not to do these things. I'm looking at our social media at Anna and Raven. Let's see. David wrote, when they just text, call me. No, I don't want to call you.
How about you just call me?
How about you call me?
Why didn't you just call me at this first time?
What happened? Like,
right.
Like, can you just tell me what happened on text?
That would
be
helpful.
Why do I have to call you? Yes.
Yes.
What's the most annoying thing on your text chains? 1-800-330-9999. Lewis.
Oh my God. Well, when I am put in a group chat, somebody will text like 7 or 8 text bubbles. It's like, I want them all to put it like all in one paragraph.
Ah.
Oh, when there's multiple people on a text and everybody is the one sentence person and then somebody else has a follow-up question before that other question's even been answered at that point. Oh, that drives me insane.
I am a one sentence texter. I just do it like by thought, by thought, by
that.
Thought, by thought. I don't even know why I do that. I need to evaluate myself.
Yeah, you have no respect for others around you. That's why you do it that way.
I just think like I get the thought out, I hit send. I get the thought out, I hit send.
Yeah, but nobody else is getting their answers.
Well.
Nobody else is getting anything out of that conversation. You're just firing things off.
All right. Making me feel bad about myself.
That's terrible. Well, I could wake up. There could be 80 text messages. There's 4 of us on this text group. And because they all had to do it in one sentence, I got to go back and read this thing for the next 2 hours. Weird.
Robbie, how about you? Text madness. What do people do on text that drives you crazy?
I get a little frustrated when people see that my phone is on Do Not Disturb, but then they pass through the text message anyway. And it's not an emergency.
Ah.
I don't know why they give people that option.
Like,
what
weird.
Is that? Right? Like, I mean, if I'm on Do Not Disturb, I'll just have to find out you lost your leg later.
It's so funny.
You know?
Why is that an option for people? When my husband has Do Not Disturb, I immediately assume that he doesn't even know he has it on, and I bypass it. My best friend Danielle, she doesn't know that it's on. Bypass it.
What's his answer every time? I'm in a meeting.
No, he doesn't. Just doesn't respond. If he's in a meeting, he just doesn't respond. I don't understand why your phone has to be on silence. Just put it away. Why? It doesn't even make sense to me why that exists.
I don't know, but don't press that button on me.
Oh, I'll do it all the time.
I know, but your one sentence thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nonsense. Yeah.
I'm looking again on our text line. Rhonda texted, punctuation or their lack of.
Mm.
That makes me nuts,
You know what? If you use total punctuation, it has like a feeling to it. It's giving. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like, okay, is this an interrogation? Is this a legal notice? I don't know. You still have time to get your nominations in.
Yeah, we're going to be collecting them throughout the day today before we announce the final four tomorrow. You can call 1-800-330-9999. Text or go on any of our social media pages at Anna and Raven. It's a tradition that should not die. You go to a chain restaurant, you tell them it's your birthday, and they come out of nowhere and they... You know what they do, Raven? Mm. They sing to you.
Yeah.
They sing.
I mean, I was a server for many years. Sometimes we had to clap salad bowls. Other times we had to do a little dance.
Right.
Yeah, it was a big thing.
This past weekend was my daughter's birthday. Happy birthday, Hayden. She turned 17 years old.
So mind-blowing.
We went to this one restaurant, and, you know, I casually whispered to the waitress. I'm like, hi.
It's her birthday.
It's her birthday.
Embarrass her.
And she was like, oh, we don't do that. I was like, what?
In what world is that okay, by the way? What restaurant is like, no, we're above that now?
Producer Sophia, your family's in the restaurants too. If somebody asked to sing, would they sing?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
What? I don't feel like you should call them out, but it's kind of wrong, right?
No. Yeah. But then we went to my dad's restaurant, you know, and my dad, everybody comes out. Now, here's the thing. My dad owns Italian restaurants,
right.
So it's not like it's super creative like these chain restaurants, but they'll come out and they'll be like, happy birthday.
Right.
You
got one guy's got sauce on his apron.
Yeah,
you got another guy's just.
True.
Just got to put down the broom for a minute, come out. Right. Not very organized, but we're going to do it.
They do it.
Yeah.
They
they're happy to do it.
We got candles.
Right.
We're going to blow something out.
Right.
You know?
Right. Okay. Right.
So all of a sudden, I was like, you know what? The show, the Anna and Raven show, should have a song that when somebody calls and says, it's my birthday, we all run in here and we sing.
Yeah.
So to get some inspiration on what our song will be, I went to some of the biggest chain restaurants and I looked up what their songs were.
Okay.
Up first, Chili's and Applebee's. Strangely, they have the same one.
I worked at Applebee's.
It's nice and easy to the point.
It's quick.
Yeah.
It's you're in and out with it, right? Nobody actually has to be a good singer.
Right.
I worked at an Applebee's 100 years ago.
Do you remember the words?
I mean, when you played it, it sounded familiar.
Happy, happy birthday from the Chili's crew. We wish it was our birthday so we could party too.
Okay.
Then there's the Rainforest Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
Happy, happy birthday from us.
A little bit longer.
Yeah.
A little bit longer.
You got to memorize that. They sing it really fast.
And they got to keep their energy up towards the end because it sounded like they kind of fell off. They're like, at the end, yeah.
Benihana, the hibachi place, goes nuts, right?
Nice.
They're not done yet. Wait a minute.
That spanking machine? Is that what that is?
No, there's no spanking machine at Benihana.
Well,
they sing in Japanese. I don't think we can sing in Japanese.
Yeah.
We don't know it.
In mine, they use a gong. I don't know why that was missing.
Yeah. Longhorn Steakhouse, not bad, this one.
We can't sing, so here's our thing. Fried chicken, country song, it's your birthday, hot dog.
No, not very synchronized, actually. I think they need a little bit of work on that one. I'm sorry. You know, I used to work at the Moose Burger Lodge 100 years ago at Six Flags Magic Mountain, Anna.
Yeah.
And we used to have to do a dance with it.
Really?
Yeah. We would dance while we did the song.
At Hooters, they make you pretend you're a bird while they sing. And this is what they say to you.
Yeah.
It's your birthday, yes, it's true. It's your birthday, yes, it's true. We're going to sing for you. We're going to sing for you.
I didn't understand a word she's saying. I do remember the sound off thing. I do remember that.
I thought that was creative. This is what we're going to do. Each of us has to go create a song right now. We'll get Justin, producer Justin, you got to work on it too. We're going to come back. We're going to pitch our birthday songs and then we'll let the audience decide what'll be the one.
You're so up and jacked up.
I'm excited because we're going to have a birthday song that we sing to people. Uh-huh. Okay, it's coming up next.
happy birthday from the Chili's too. We wish it was our birthday so we could party too.
You would think every chain restaurant has a birthday song that they sing. And this past weekend for my daughter's birthday, we went to a chain restaurant and I whispered to the waitress, it's her birthday. Mm. And they said, oh, we don't do that here. And I was
outraged. Right? Like, how does that even happen? Did the union, like, file some sort of, I don't know, class action lawsuit? Because it was a requirement when I used to wait tables.
Yeah, I remember. I used to work at California Pizza Kitchen and we all had to sing the song together. And, you know, my parents have Italian restaurants, so we don't have a song like this, but we'll go sing happy birthday.
Yeah, nothing formal, but if you go in the back and you're like, oh, let's go. Yeah. Let's get a birthday out here. And then all of a sudden, everybody will come out and sing.
Yeah, so Raven, producer Sophia, producer Justin, we have decided to each pitch the Anna and Raven birthday song. So when it's your birthday, you call in and you say, hi, it's my birthday. And we immediately all break out into song for you.
Yeah. It's got to be something quick that can happen inside the show. Because again, we've got other things that we're already in the middle of, right? But when you call up, we want to celebrate with you.
Who wants to go first with their song?
Not me. I'm not super confident. I got to be honest. I've got a musical accompaniment.
All right, Sophia, go ahead.
Go.
Oh, I have to sing it? I thought you were going to play it.
Oh. No, you have to sing it. Wait, you have to sing it.
Oh, I'm not going first then.
Right. Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. All right, Justin, you go first.
Big kid wishes, big kid cake, big kid ice cream, big kid milkshakes, wishing you all the big kid energy. For a big kid happy birthday year.
I'm uncomfortable. I don't know why, but don't call me big kid or big boy or don't do that. Okay?
Did nobody
understand the assignment?
Oh my gosh.
Anna sent homework yesterday and nobody understood the assignment.
Right.
I
mean,
put mine to music.
She's got a song in another room apparently. He didn't write it down. Like, what's happening here?
I don't know. All right, maybe I should
He's
try
like,
mine.
Maybe it went like this. I'll remember it. You go.
Okay, ready?
You go ahead. Go ahead.
Happy birthday from your favorite radio crew, Anna, Raven, Justin, and Sophia. Hope all your dreams come true.
Hey.
So what's the scenario? You just heard your birthday on the radio. Hey!
You can bind the Chili song with Tribe Called Quest. Is that what you just did?
I don't want to say I'm a genius, but it was
all right. Listen, I have no room to criticize because I can't get the timing right of this thing, and I've been practicing throughout the night because I did get my homework. So first, we're going to set it to Vega Boys.
Nice.
We like to party.
Okay.
All right, everybody, wait for the timing. We like to party. We like to party. We like to party. We like to party. Welcome to the place where the birthdays shine. You're listening to Anna Raven, and it's your time. We'd say you're awesome, and that's not for debate. It's Jimmy's birthday. Let's celebrate.
Wow.
No, I don't have the timing right.
But it was still, it was better than Sophia's.
Yeah.
And probably better than people calling us big kid, big boy, or whatever it is.
Okay. It was just, and he kept saying it. we don't have to keep going with this, do we?
All right, let's keep working on it. Okay, we're going to put up our options on social media later at Anna and Raven once we have our act together. We're going to come up with the birthday song, and then you're going to vote which one it'll be, and then we'll sing it to you for the rest of your life every year on your birthday.
Perfect.
How about that?
Yeah.
Good. So many book recommendations coming in, and I love it, except I've made a terrible mistake as a parent. I'm on a mission to get rid of this iPad. I hate the iPad. I feel like it's not good for the kids, and especially for my 7-year-old daughter, who is certainly addicted to it. And I'm trying to get rid of it and bring back books.
There's a lot of information that backs up everything that you're saying. Sometimes, though, as a parent, you got to give yourself a little reprieve. And it does quiet that storm for a moment, if you will.
So what I asked of you is to make recommendations for books that would be captivating for her. And she's like one of those kids that she likes adventure. Mm-hmm. She's a borderline troublemaker, you know, that kind of kid.
I mean, she's interested in things that grab her attention. She's curious.
Yeah, so I ordered a bunch of books that you suggested, and you can see the full list of all your recommendations on our Instagram at Anna and Raven. But I wanted to solve two problems at once. Raven has an overdue book at the library that his wife is very upset about because they charged him $30.
Yeah, she claims that it's embarrassing that, my wife, basically because she takes Jaden to the library, that I need to conduct myself better. Mm-hmm. As an individual, as an adult, and make sure that this book gets back on time. But here's the thing. Haven't finished it, right? And it's not a great book. 150 pages left. I have to know how it resolves. I thought about just skipping to the end and reading the last, couple dozen pages. But turns out You had a project in your house, too.
Right. I figured I would ask my daughter to finish reading Stephen King's Holly.
Yeah.
And then she could write a book report, and we could share what happened at the end of the book. And then, Raven, you could bring the book back, and everybody would be happy.
To be clear, I read the first five books in this storyline, and they were all fantastic. This one, The Shining, it is not. All right? It is not captivating. It is not pulling me in here. But it's also not really written for a seven-year-old, I'm guessing.
Dakota, this is the new book that we're going to read. What do you think of Stephen King, Holly?
I think it's going to be pretty good.
Yeah, what did you think when I handed it to you?
I thought, oh, no.
Why did you think, oh, no?
If I was going to read this whole book.
Well, we only have to read the last 50 pages. Do you think we'll understand if we only read the last 50 pages?
Kind of understand, but not.
Well, there's only one way to find out, and that's to start reading, right?
Yeah.
So she climbed on my lap. Mm-hmm. We got this giant book.
There's no pictures, by the way.
There's no pictures in this 500-page book.
Yeah.
We go to the last 50 pages.
All right, here we go. Chapter 21, page 405. Let's start. Go ahead.
Maybe she'll collapse upstairs. She comes down slowly, one step at a time, panting, the face of a corpse.
Do you know what a corpse is?
No.
Okay.
All right, so, first question that you had to answer.
Yep. So first we had to explain what a corpse was.
Yeah, and, okay, you did that.
Yeah. And first of all, this book is terrible.
Yeah,
you are correct.
Yeah.
Because not only is it painful to have to, you know, when she reads it, when you hear a little girl read Stephen King,
yeah,
it becomes a little bit even creepier.
It gets worse.
It gets worse.
Yeah. It's
but
disturbing.
It can't hide the fact that this book is awful and the story is awful. And even if I'm reading ahead while she's reading out loud, I'm thinking, I don't know if I'm going to survive.
Wait a minute. I mean, you're two sentences in. You're giving up already? Like, you told me you were going to resolve this for me.
No. I am not a quitter.
Okay.
Dakota is not a quitter, my baby girl.
Yeah.
We are going to finish these 50 pages, and we are going to give you a book report by Friday. And we are working on it, and it is getting done, even though it's going to be painful every step of the way, and have to explain to her what a corpse is.
All right. Well, good luck.
Thank you. It's all about the world's most viral animals today. Trending is powered by 5-Hour Energy. They have another delicious flavor, Fruity Rainbow. Sweet, fun, and full of energy. Buy Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots online at Amazon or use my code Anna at 5hourenergy.com. Oh, our favorite little monkey. First, the big news. Remember monkey Punch?
Yes.
Punch was abandoned by his mother at birth and was instead given this plush toy as a substitute maternal figure. When the other monkeys would push him away or when he'd struggle to fit in, he'd turn to the stuffed animal for comfort.
Everybody fell in love with Punch and his IKEA stuffed orangutan.
Yeah, and then he made friends, right?
He started making friends, and now we've got big news. Punch has a girlfriend.
Wait a minute.
Punch.
I mean, that happened really, really quick here.
Punch has a girlfriend. Her name is Momo Chan. And guess what? Punch's wingman, the orangutan, still by his side with his new girlfriend. And guess what? Guess there's more. There's more. It gets better.
I mean, please reveal.
Punch and Momo Chan were sitting in a tree. And guess what they were doing?
Oh, my gosh. They were kissing or they were cleaning each other?
K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
Yeah. Okay.
They were kissing.
All right.
Yep.
Well, you know, I mean, listen, this sounds wonderful. It does. And I'm still here for Punch. And I love that his story is great. But here's the thing. You get the highs. You got to prepare yourself for the lows because now he's kind of the toast of the town. Mm-hmm. He's got a girlfriend. He's still got his buddy hanging out with him. He's kissing in a tree, as you mentioned.
Correct.
Somebody's going to come for what he's got. That's just natural.
Orangutan?
Somebody else is going to come for either his orangutan or his lady or his confidence or whatever. Somebody is going to challenge him. This is primate nature. All right. This is how it works.
You know what else I was really interested in?
What's that?
When I read this, I didn't realize that monkeys kiss like we kiss. Like when you watch them kiss,
tongue kiss.
They kiss
Frenching?
On the lips. They kiss on the lips like we do.
Yeah.
And I did some research and I found out there's no. Oh gosh, why? Raven knows that when he makes kissing noises on the air, it gives me the ick. I can't. Please stop. I can't. Anyway, so I researched what other animals kiss on the lips.
Yeah.
And it's really just primates. Like other animals, like birds, they peck at each other's beaks to show affection.
Sure.
And like cats do the thing where they rub noses to show affection. Mm-hmm. But primates are really the only ones like we do that kiss like for real on the mouth.
I mean.
I thought that was so cute.
Your dog will give you a smooch.
Yeah, but that's licking. It's a little bit different. They can't. Mm-hmm. They can't pucker their lips together and make that kissy face.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, well, congratulations on your success, Punch. Now watch your six, bro.
Right.
Because the dude who's rolling up acting like he's your boy, he's going to try and steal your girl.
Yes. Also, talking about viral animals, besides Punch, Mudang. Everybody's favorite hippo, right?
Yeah.
Mudang was the cutest thing, social media sensation. And now this dude, this guy from Thailand, jumped into the enclosure.
Oh, come on.
Why do they do this?
I don't know.
He was wearing cargo shorts and a tank top.
Yeah.
He got in there for 2 minutes and was videoing Mudang and another hippo.
Yeah.
For 2 minutes on his iPad, just like 5 feet away, even.
You know what? I mean, in all honesty, the entitlement of human beings in situations like this, it's really distressing. Right? I mean, I would hope that he would get mauled or suffer some serious consequences, well, but I'm sure he probably didn't.
No, he's fine. They got him out. They arrested him. They do the whole thing. And now they're just monitoring Mudang and the other hippo to make sure they're okay. They didn't attack. But if you know anything about animals, you know that hippos are one of the most deadly creatures on the planet.
Here's the crazy thing to me is like, it's Thailand, right? So he jumps in there and he'll be out. He'll pay a little fine. That's no problem. But like, you know, I mean, if he had something crazy in his pocket or whatever he picked up from some stranger on the beach, he could be doing a life sentence.
If they really wanted to, punish him, they would have left him in there for another 2 minutes.
That's what I'm saying, right? Let them deal with it. The hippos will teach you a lesson.
What is the best thing you ever got for free? Everybody's been talking about the swag bags at the Oscars. They always come up, but this year was crazy.
Yeah.
This year's Oscar nominees will be walking away from Sunday's show with a gift bag worth $346,000, even if they don't win.
That's crazy, right?
Isn't that wild?
Do you think it takes the sting off if you don't win, or it makes you feel worse when you look down and there's like, you know, chocolate bonbons with real gold flakes, but you don't have a statue?
It's more than that. It's weirder things.
Yeah.
Some of the wildest items in this year's bag are vouchers for a luxury villa in Ibiza, personalized facial plastic surgery, and a customized prenup, which comes with a walkthrough of the legal process.
Everybody needs a prenup, right? That's a weird thing to put in there.
They did that for Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah.
And they were like, but here's the thing. She needs one more than he does.
It's true.
Kylie's definitely worth more.
There's also tequila, collagen powder, spa treatments, and a crypto wallet card.
Everybody needs a crypto wallet card. I wouldn't even know what to do with that thing.
You think Michael B. Jordan is carrying his wallet?
His crypto wallet card?
Do you think that a guy like that needs to carry a wallet?
I think, yeah. He went to In-N-Out after he won his Oscar. He went to go grab a
burger.
And
you know what? I'm not the person who wants to ring him up. He's going to be like, this one's on the house, man. Thank you for coming by.
But of course, there's also some normal stuff, like chocolate-covered almonds and wine glasses.
Oh, all right. Well, that's good. You know, everybody needs some wine glasses.
I mean, I could see, right? Like, you know, Amy Madigan throwing out her wine glasses for the new ones the Oscars gifted her.
Yeah.
Seems weird.
But the big question I had was exactly what she answered.
You might be wondering, who's paying the taxes on all these bags?
Right.
Well, the answer is that most of the really expensive items are brand invitations for services and experiences, not literal gift certificates. That means they don't have real taxable value until they're redeemed. But if a celebrity does choose to redeem them, that means they have to take on the taxes that come with it.
Oh, this is like winning a car on Price is Right, and you 100%. Have to pay before you leave the lot.
Isn't that annoying?
I don't like that.
Me neither. So here's something that
I'm rich as Michael Jordan.
It makes me so crazy that a lot of times when you win something, even on radio stations, usually depending on where you live and which state, if it's over a certain amount, you have to pay taxes on it.
Yeah, no, that's true.
And I always think, like, well, what the heck is the point of winning something if all of a sudden you got to cut a check back for something? If you win a car, like, I didn't want that Hyundai, but now I got the Hyundai and I got a bill for $3,000. I got to go along with it.
Yeah. Well, it's free, but it ain't free.
Exactly.
Right.
I was thinking about it, though. There was this one award show. It was actually like a gala. It was like a fundraising thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they would invite me as part of the media every year. And they would put me in the worst seat, in the worst table in the entire room.
Nice.
And I would have to like put on a gown and sit in the corner, and they half the time, by the time they served me my chicken, it was cold and disgusting anyway.
Right, right. But and you're half asleep.
It's like a Wednesday night,
But it didn't matter because they would give the swag bags. And in the swag bags would be all like lotions that are expensive and like sunscreens that are expensive.
Just free skin products.
I would
you would
just
go for the skin products.
I would go for the skin products because it would come in that bag. And you didn't have to pay taxes on that bag.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah. I like for a swag bag, you know what I like? I like the eye covers. That's a new thing that's over the last couple of years I've received a couple. And I wouldn't even, they weren't swag bags. Like one I got at a hospital for surgery. They were like, hey, happy surgery day. Here's your bag.
Yeah.
Little sanitizer, maybe some Chiclets in there. Or whatever, and wait a minute. Oh, here's this eye mask thing that you cover your eyes with and go to sleep. I could never do this when I was younger. Now I love it. That's luxury to me.
I remember when I gave birth to Dakota at the hospital, they gave you a bag. And I remember in there it was, I'm going to say it wrong. Oh my gosh. Oxtelaton. You know what I'm talking about?
Nope.
That fancy.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oxtelaton. You know what I'm talking about?
Oksana Bayul?
No, Oksana Bayul is my favorite figure skater of all time.
Yeah.
That's not her.
No.
Okay. What did you get for free? Like in your lifetime, you got it for free and it was awesome. 1-800-330-9999. The Oscar swag bags were $346,000.
Yeah, that's absolutely nuts, right?
Everything from a prenup in there to a free trip to Sri Lanka.
You know what? I mean, I don't think I need any of these things, but if you give it to me for free, it'd be cool.
What's the coolest thing you ever got for free? 1-800-330-9999.
So it was back in 2003, I won a radio station contest. It was a trip to Lake Moeris Resort, Fairleigh, Vermont.
Mm.
That included all the amenities there, too.
I like that, right? Winning a trip is nice because you'd never plan to go there, and it's like an unscheduled adventure. I like that.
Of course, except for the fact that what if you get there and you don't like your accommodations? And like you didn't get any say in it.
Right. Or you need incidental.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven, Jackie. Jackie, coolest thing you ever won.
Hi, Anna. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm great. In 2024, I won the ultimate Disney cruise package. From a particular radio station that shall remain nameless. Okay.
I hope it was us, but thank you.
It really was, but just between me and you.
Okay.
But it was the most awesome thing I've ever won in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to take two of my grandchildren on a vacation that I probably would never, ever be able to take them on. So I'm much appreciative over here.
You know,
that's
again,
great.
The surprise
Thanks,
trip.
Jackie.
Katie, coolest thing that you got for free. What was it?
The coolest thing I got for free was actually, and I'm going to date myself, was a Magic the Gathering card that in today's market would be in the thousands.
Okay.
I got it at like 16. And guy who I had a crush on, although we never dated, he actually gave it to me.
You know what?
For
That's
free.
The thing about dumb teenagers.
I held it for the longest time.
Dumb teenagers in love. Teenage boys in love. They'll give you anything.
Right.
Where's that card now?
Did you sell it?
I unfortunately had to because my first husband would not get a job.
I mean, but you were married by the time you sold it.
Yeah,
and that 15-year-old handed it over for nothing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Chris, coolest thing you ever got for free?
I got a Trek bike.
Whoa. You telling me that wasn't stolen? Because that's like a $1,000 bike right there.
Yeah, so it was like 20-something years ago. I worked on a TV show, and every single person that worked on that show got a Trek bike for Christmas.
That is awesome. And listen, Trek bikes were $1,000 20 years ago.
Wow.
So that's like $1 billion now. Anna once got a fancy bike for free, too. She drove it into the woods.
Yeah, I did. I got the red...
Radio flyer.
They send me an electric bike, but I don't know how to ride a bike, and I certainly don't know how to drive an electric run, so I just crashed it and thought I was going to kill myself.
That's when she became an influencer.
Yeah.
They said it was like the first big thing they sent her,
right.
And then she nearly died.
I gave it to my nephew, Brandon. I was like, here,
That's
Brandon,
amazing.
Don't hurt yourself, honey.
Thanks for the call, man. Have a great day.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust myself.
Coolest thing you got for free, 1-800-330-9999. If you've ever dreamed of getting a prenup for free, or maybe a free crypto wallet, if you even know what that is, then you should have probably been nominated for an Oscar this past weekend.
Yeah, like, I mean, if you were a big deal, the big people, the up for, like, best actor and actress, like, best supporting, that kind of thing, best director, those people, they were in these grab bags that were just absolutely amazing.
Their swag bags this year were worth $346,000.
I mean, I can't even imagine what you put in there.
Right, a trip to Sri Lanka, I'll take that.
Okay.
But did you ever get anything for free? Like, you just got it and it was the coolest thing ever. Does that even happen to normal people? 1-800-330-9999. John, what did you get for free?
It was a trip to Ireland for 10 days last year from a good friend of mine who used to be my business partner.
That's amazing. So the business partner gave you the trip.
My gosh.
When you get a trip like that from an old friend, I know you're grateful.
With a tour guide and everything.
Yeah, that's nice. But do you think to yourself for a minute when that happens that they discovered something in the walls of your old building where you worked together or something like that, and they actually owe you like $10 million? Because that's an amazing trip for somebody to gift to somebody.
It's like my dream. All I want is one rich friend. One rich friend that will just take me around the world. Sarah Blakely, the founder of Spanx, she does this every year with her friends. Every year on her birthday, she takes them in a jet and she takes them somewhere cool. And I was like, I wish I grew up with her.
Nice.
I wish she was my best friend.
Yeah. Maybe they discovered gold or oil underneath your old place of business, Johnny. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what happened. And your partner feels guilty. But I mean, a nice trip. Sounds good.
Yeah.
John, tell us the best thing you got for free.
So I was in my truck down by the water having a cup of coffee, you know, all these million-dollar houses. I come down the block. I'm looking at the end of the garbage, and there's a beautiful DCS grill. And the neighbor came out. There were already 10 trucks on the road already, and I had my pickup truck. And the neighbor came out and said, the grill fell over. The guy is crazy. He has so much money. He's put it out the street. He's like, I'm buying a new one. So I took the grill. I couldn't even lift it. I had help, guys helping me, but I ended up looking it up. It was a $4,500 grill.
Oh!
And the IR burner was,
nice.
The thermal coupler was broken. It was Australian. I ordered it. They sent it to me. It was like $100. I did pig roast. It had like a 3/4-inch stainless steel spit. It had a fan, a light.
It was the toast of the town.
Yeah, it was the craziest thing. I literally was like, I never did pig roast. I was doing pig roast, smelling.
Right.
Yeah, having parties and everything.
Ignited a passion in them. I love it.
Karen, coolest thing you got for free?
2005 BMW convertible.
Oh, you win.
What?
You win.
Hold on, I have questions. Did you have to pay taxes on it when you got it?
I did, but I would never be able to afford that car at that time.
Did you win it in 2005 or did you win it last week?
I won it in 2005.
Oh, wow.
Wow. That's cool.
What color?
And I still have it. Black.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Sexy.
A black convertible with a beige interior. It's beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Where'd you win that?
Yeah, where'd you win it? It wasn't here.
I won it from a radio station.
Wow.
Oh, that's sad.
Crazy. Right. Well, we hate them. Right, but we love your car.
I wasn't you guys, but it was a long time ago.
That's right.
That's all right,
maybe
Karen.
Your next car you'll win from us.
Yes.
Yeah, I hope so.
One couple.
It makes me furious. I don't get it.
This is what she wants to do.
One problem.
My daughter wants to do a spa weekend for her 16th birthday.
And I'm being deprived of going there because I'm a guy?
You decide the outcome.
All right, Gabby, you got to be happy to hear that, right?
Yeah, I mean, we can have a family dinner when we get back in town.
It's Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about. And then it's up for you to decide who's right. Couples Court is powered by Progressive Commercial Insurance. It can protect your small business with over 30 coverage options, an easy-to-use mobile app, personalized discounts, and more. Get a quote in as little as 8 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Discounts and coverage selections not available in all states or situations. Joanna and Roger. Joanna, what's going on?
So Roger and I have been divorced for a few years. A couple months ago, recently started to put myself out there, started dating again. But the guy I'm dating is our kid's gym teacher. Roger is not really happy about this. He thinks it's kind of weird. I think it's fine. I mean, I knew so many kids growing up whose, like, parents were teachers, whose, like, parents were dating teachers. Like, my mom was a teacher at my school. I don't think this is that weird. I feel like it's her homeroom teacher. It's her gym teacher. Like, I just do not think this is as big of a deal as he's making it.
Roger, it's always interesting when exes come on the show. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, my thoughts is that now you got me in pressure on the kids. It's not, and that's not so much now, it's just the personal. They see their teacher every day, and it's going to be like, no, he may be asking personal questions. He may ask questions about the household and so forth. So it's like you put the kids in a predicament by dating somebody that's in their lives every day in their sphere. And somebody, you know, outside of school, I don't care, but now you're putting it on the kids, and now it's like, we got to see this guy every day, and comes over to the house and it makes it awkward. And then their classmates are going to ask questions. You know, peers are going to make fun of them. It's like, oh, he's at your house every day. What's that like? I don't want that pressure on my kids.
Yeah, I mean, all of what you're saying is valid. On the other hand, so is what she's saying, too, right?
Like, right, yeah, I don't know. I remember being a kid, and I don't think I was ever dating a teacher. I think it was, like, when the parents were divorced and they started dating each other. Mm. So, like, now Joe from chemistry's dad is dating my mom. Like, it was kind of like that going on.
Yeah, but, I mean, at least when you get to a certain age, like you said, I mean, if you're talking about chemistry, your middle school, your high school, like, you understand that.
I guess that's an important question.
Right.
Our daughter is 12, and then our son is 15.
Oh, well, I mean...
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Right. That's, I mean, it's sticky. It's certainly going to have its moments. On the other hand, like, I mean, they're grown-ups. They do understand there's a word called divorced. Yeah. Okay.
You know what? That's pretty easy. Let's just see what the audience has to say. Is it a big problem if Joanna is dating one of the kids' teachers? And does Roger even get a say? They're exes. They've been divorced.
800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
If you're divorced, does your ex have any say over who you get to date? Because Joanna's ex, Roger, is not happy with the fact that she's dating the kid's gym teacher.
I mean, let's be fair about this here, right? So, you know, it's not like Roger is just complaining because she's dating anybody on the planet whatsoever, and I don't like this guy or whatever. She's dating a teacher of two of their teenagers in middle school, high school age, 13 and 15, I think she said.
12 and 15.
Yeah, and that could get pretty sticky right there, right? Like, because, you know, other kids are going to have questions. They're going to be bringing up conversations. And Roger just doesn't think that that's appropriate.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Lucy, whose side are you on?
It's a tough one. But I have to say, I think it's really just more important to think about the type of person that the gym teacher is. Is he nice to your child? And is he, you know, a good person? It's really more about who might be in your child's life long term than, you know, where they are in your child's life right now.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's a couple's court. Middle schooler Shane is very much against dating the gym teacher. I don't blame the kids for thinking like that, right?
Yeah, I mean, it would be weird for some kids, right? For other kids, they'd be very happy to have a scenario like that. If you like the teacher, if you feel like you've got a good relationship or they got a good reputation in school, that's one thing. If they don't, wow.
Couples Court Verdict is powered by 5-Hour Energy. 5-Hour Energy has another delicious flavor. Fruity Rainbow, sweet, fun, and full of energy. Buy Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy shots online at Amazon or use my code Anna at 5hourenergy.com.
Joanne and Roger are divorced like 3 years now, I think she said at this point. Mm-hmm. And the kids, they go to school and they're still co-parenting. And so Roger's got a problem now that Joanne is dating the gym teacher at their kid's school, 12 and 15 years old. He thinks that it's a problem for the kids. They're going to get bullied. People start talking about it. He just would rather it's not going on.
She says, you have no say in who I date because we've been divorced and for 3 years and I can do what I want. I'm an adult.
She thinks the kids are fine.
Yeah. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Karen.
Well, I got to say that I'm on his side because let's face it, kids can be cruel in school. We have a lot of bullying going on in schools. And if they find out that one of their classmates' mothers is dating a teacher, something could come of it. They could get bullied and everything else.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's so certainly a possibility.
That's my opinion.
Cliff, whose side are you on?
So having been through this many, many years ago, I'm not on either side. But what I would recommend is because the courts look at children when they're 14 as adults in matters of divorce, I would have the two parents sit down with their kids and say, what do you think? Are you comfortable with this? I mean, ask them if they're uncomfortable. If they're not, then hey.
Then you got to move on. Break up with the dude.
Hey, Henry, what do you think about this? Whose side are you on today?
I want to be on the lady's side. I mean, it is what it is. You know, I mean, school's about to be over. Like, the kids don't got, you know, they don't really got to say. Like, that's it. I mean, they're divorced, like Anna was saying. You know, just let it be. Let it be. It's about to be summertime. Let it be. They're about to be out of school, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it makes sense to me.
Right. Plus, you need somebody to, like, chase after the kids, and gym teachers are very agile. So that's perfect for summertime.
So he's got good knees, so he gets to stay. Thanks for the call.
Yeah,
The Verdict
is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Joanna, our audience agreed with you today. This is your decision, first of all. Roger, you don't have a say in this because you're divorced and you've moved on with your lives. And ultimately, they felt like she's not doing anything wrong. You're both adults.
No, exactly. And I've even talked to the kids about it. And, like, they do find it a little strange, but they want me to be happy and they want us to all be a cohesive unit. So they see how happy that he makes me, and they're really okay with it. And, you know, they're kids. They know, like, people might tease them, but, like, it's not nearly as bad as Roger's making it out to be.
Well, I mean, you got the votes, right? So, Roger, I mean, just obviously from your point of view, I'm sure you're going to keep an ear on this and an eye on it, too. But, you know, a lot of times ignorance is bliss. When it comes to your kids, obviously, you got to be plugged in, though.
Well, yeah, I'm going to be because they're teenagers and now they're in pubescence and they're at that period where peer pressure and many questions are coming up. Sure. And so I got to answer some weird stuff sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, there's always worse people for your ex to be dating to at the same time. Mm-hmm. Right. So good luck, everybody.
All right. If you have a problem, too, send an email. couplescore@annonraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $1,100. John, you ready to play today?
Yes. Good morning. How are you doing, Alex?
I would love to give you this money. You feeling confident?
Yes.
All right,
much
great.
More than before.
Perfect. Can you ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room and forget everything you know.
Yeah. Good luck, man. $1,100. Here we go.
All right. All right, John, I'm going to tell you right now, it's all going to come down to this last question, so I hope you get them all right. Raven can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. Also, Sophia films every single one of these games. People asked yesterday how he's not cheating. You can watch anytime you want. I'm going to ask you these five pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in, ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. Are you ready to play today, John?
Yes.
All right. Number one, March Madness is underway. What seed number is considered the best in the bracket?
Number one.
Number two, Vinyl Records hit the number $1 billion sales mark last year for the first time since 1983. The 8 variants of Taylor Swift's The Life of a Showgirl were a large part of that. What do Taylor Swift fans call themselves? And the term was coined in dictionary.com.
Swifties.
Number three, the World Cup uniforms were revealed. The Stars kit is navy blue with red lining, and the Stripes kit has red and white wavy stripes with a navy collar. What sports brand sponsored the uniforms?
Nike.
Number four, Tom Brady isn't ruling out coming out of retirement to play flag football for the U.S. in the Olympics. What city will host the 2028 games?
Oh, Seoul? I don't know.
And number five,
LA.
New York Library of the Performing Arts posted a video of Timothy Chalamet on stage in the ballet version of Romeo and Juliet when he was just 6 years old. They're just not going to let that go. What ballerina performed for Sinners at the performance at the Oscars?
Oh, no.
Okay, let me bring Raven back in.
That's
okay.
I blew it.
That's okay, John. All right, here we go. Sure. 3 for John.
Okay, not great, not terrible. $1,100. Here we go.
Number one, I can't believe you missed 4. Number one, March Madness is underway. What seed number is considered the best in the bracket?
I mean, number one.
Number one seed.
Of course.
Number two, Vinyl Records hit the $1 billion mark in sales last year for the first time since 1983. And
amazing.
It's basically because of the 8 variants of Taylor Swift's The Life of a Showgirl.
That's a big showgirl. Part of it, yeah.
Yeah. What do Taylor Swift fans call themselves? And the term was coined at dictionary.com.
Swifties.
They sure are. Mm-hmm. Number three, the World Cup uniforms were revealed. The Stars kit is navy blue with a red lining. The Stripes kit is red and white wavy stripes with a navy collar. What sports brand sponsored the uniforms?
Adidas?
Nope, Nike.
Okay.
Number four, Tom Brady isn't ruling out coming out of retirement to play flag football for the U.S. in the 2028 Olympics. Mm. What city will host the 2028 games?
L.A.
Los Angeles is correct. You guys are tied at 3. And number five, the New York Library of the Performing Arts posted a video of Timothy Chalamet on stage in the ballet version of Romeo and Juliet when he was 6 years old.
Sure, he looks wonderful.
It's so funny that they will not let this go. It's so funny. They're
I mean, it's the most anybody's talked about ballet in for it.
All right. What ballerina performed for the Sinner's performance at the Oscars?
Was it Misty Copeland?
It was.
Yeah.
Raven had no idea who she was, and I keep bringing her up, and I'm like, if he doesn't know her name, I'm going to be upset.
Yeah,
okay.
You just keep pressing it.
Yes.
I mean, you act like you're in ballet. You could also let it go now.
All right. So 4-3 today, John. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
Thanks, guys. I can't be Raven today.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, bro. $1,200 tomorrow, Anna.